This last week, we were reading about Jacob and Esau, and we got to the point where Jacob had tricked his brother Esau and his father Isaac into getting the birthright that didn't belong to him, and Rebekah sent Jacob away. Rebekah was Jacob's mother. She sent him away so that Esau wouldn't kill him. And the author, who paraphrased the scripture, wrote a line that kind of caught our attention. He wrote, "Forced vacations may sometimes result in pleasant surprises." Forced vacations may sometimes result in pleasant surprises. Of course, Jacob was forced to go away and ended up encountering God, and life turned around for him. But I couldn't help hearing that same kind of comment in our gospel lesson from today. If you were forced to take a vacation, you would likely have reasons as to why the vacation was not at a good time or not to a good place, thus the forcing part. And you would probably find something to grumble or complain about, the deadlines that might be missed or the finances that it'll take to fund the vacation or the other plans that are already scheduled. Maybe the location is too hot or too cold or too rainy or too many mosquitoes. If you're forced into a vacation, it's not really a vacation. There's a piece of a sacrifice or an inconvenience that's taking place. But then, this said vacation could very well turn out to be the best thing to ever happen to you. Vacations are often more than a luxury. They are necessary for rest and renewal. In our gospel lesson, Jesus starts off today saying, "You are like a bunch of spoiled children, pouting out loud at one another, complaining that no one will come and play with you, despite the fact that you always insist on having things your own way. You played the flute and you wouldn't dance. And then you complain that there's nothing to do," or as I hear often at my house, "I'm bored." Jesus points out that people of his generation are not satisfied with any of the messengers that God has sent to them. They refused to take John the Baptist seriously and called him crazy. And now they think Jesus is partying it up too much, disobeying the laws, associating with the unfavorable people. And so Jesus lifts up a prayer, basically giving thanks to the naive, inviting those who don't have the answers, inviting those who are not among the wise to find rest in Jesus. These are some of the most beloved words that Jesus speaks, right? "Come to me and I will give you rest." Jesus is sending out an invitation for a forced vacation, for an intentional Sabbath. Even for the most energized people, there comes a day when the energy fades. Sometimes even religion becomes a burden. Going to church, reading the Bible, praying. They can become tiresome. They can become more dutiful than willing. More of a habit than a commitment. More of a guilt-ridden action than a joy and peace-filling action. But Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Wait a minute, did we hear that right? I mean, if we're burdened, wouldn't we want someone to carry those burdens for us? Wouldn't you want someone to sort of pay for the vacation? But Jesus doesn't say that. A yoke is a work instrument used to help oxen pull together. Jesus' yoke may be easy or comfortable, and his burden may be light, but a yoke is a yoke and a burden is still a burden. Just when we expect Jesus to offer us a vacation, he offers us a different yoke than the one hanging around our necks. A new burden from the one that we are currently bearing. Some vacation, huh? But the yoke Jesus offers will enable us to carry the load more easily, not give it up completely. And notice that the yoke is not something Jesus just passes off onto us. No, Jesus is bearing the same yoke himself. He invites us to join in the yoke that he is already carrying. Jesus doesn't call us to let go of everything, but instead to surrender ourselves and carry our burdens with faith. When we do have those forced vacations upon us, we can find joy. They can be pleasant. But we do have to surrender to what's holding us back. Jesus has no interest in taking our burdens so that we can be free or liberated or stylish or rich or successful or whatever the things that we do to try to achieve. Jesus lifts our somewhat superficial burdens and replaces them with a task. And not an easy task, but a task. Jesus joins us so that we don't carry the burdensome task alone, but with help. Jesus' idea of a good vacation is not simply getting away from it all, but instead surrendering ourselves to let go so that we can walk with God to spread God's love through all we encounter. Surrender yourselves to the forced vacation that Jesus is inviting you to. Join with Jesus' yoke. Carry your burdens with Jesus' help. And find the rest that Jesus can offer for your souls. Amen.